This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, comfort killers. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and I'm so happy. It is a pleasure of mine to be here with you today. I just want to say huge news. I want to thank everyone that has supported me so far, even in this early adopting stage of mine, right? Usually you just know people when they come out and they're like, blah, and you weren't able to follow them on their journey and see all the type of remarkable growth that they're experiencing, right? So now you guys are here experiencing that growth with me because it's our journey to success. If I'm succeeding, you're succeeding because I want to know so much about you. That is my goal. My mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to think better, to act better, and to live better. And you know what? I paid with energy. I paid with attitude. And guys, I want to thank you so much for spending this much time, fuck it, investing this time with me, the comfort killer. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I wrote an article about the genie in a bottle. And I want to tell you about the Grant Cardone TV experience, what's happening now, and how this growth is really starting to pour out the veins and out my mouth. And shut your mouth, Stace. But it is. And I'm so thankful because the reason that I jumped in that deal was because I know I need attention. One of the key things in life is to get enough attention so your products and services are out there for people. Grant Cardone sent me an email. I never told anyone this, and you guys are my favorite. When you guys subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, whatever you listen to, when you subscribe, you're telling me that you trust me. And I appreciate that so much. So I'm telling you things on this podcast. You guys are my first crew. You're my first. So I want to know that you're out there and you're listening. So shout me out. Send me an email. Stacey@thecomfortkillers.com. Let me just know that you're listening. So I want to tell you what happened. Grant Cardone comes to my website. And I didn't know it, of course. So I got an email from Grant Cardone one night. And he said, they got to know you to flow you. And he was talking about my About Us page. My About Us page was kind of, it wasn't really where it needed to be. It didn't tell too much about me. It was kind of vague. And he said that one thing, and I said, wait a second. Hold up. That's it right there. Done deal. Fixed. Within 30 minutes, I jumped back in the About Us page and cleaned it up, made it specific, let everyone know what the products, what we're delivering as a company. So, and that's true in the terms of anything. People have to know about you. But isn't it amazing? Isn't it special? Isn't it glorious? Isn't it honorable to actually be able to grow with someone when they're growing? Steal what they do. Duplicate what they do. I'm giving you everything that I'm actually doing in my website, on my podcast, in my videos, on CKTV, also on GCTV. I'm giving you clues, things that I've picked up, and I want you to get attention. I want you to get attention in all areas of life, okay? Get attention with your health. Get attention with your wealth. Get attention with your happiness. That's the family time. That's the focus time. That's the having fun time. That's the entertainment. That we're gonna peak all these levels because I know the human being, the spirit being and human being that we are, we're never satisfied. And we always want more. In my earlier podcast, I explained Everyone has to want more, right? Some people be like, no, I'm satisfied. I'm good. I'm content. I'm grateful. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. But you want your kitchen renovated? You know? Yeah, I know you're looking at that new TV. You want more, right? You want that new phone. You need the iPhone is dropping. You want that. Okay? So that's that unsatisfied, the gene that we have where we are always living for potential. We're always wanting more. And more could be anything that you specify. Okay? I'm not here to say, hey, you should want more. Yeah, I'm going to tell you it's focused on health, wealth, and happiness. You focus on those three areas, you clean up life, okay? So, Grant Cardone, email me that. I fix that piece to get attention. And that's what I'm doing right now. And in today's show, we're talking about the genie in the bottle. The genie in a bottle. Me, personally, I had to look up the whole mythological factor of this story. Because the only way I knew it, I think someone just rubbed the side of the lamp, right? It's a lamp. It's not a bottle. Someone rubbed the side of the lamp. Either they found it by ocean or beach. As I'm looking this thing up, I guess there's factual pieces with this mythological story, right? I'm finding, oh, no, it's the lamp's usually found by the beach and by a source of water. Okay, whatever. All I'm talking about is someone rubs this lamp. Someone rubs this bottle on the side of it. The right person, a lucky person, is able to unleash the genie from inside this bottle, inside this lamp. They're unleashing the genie, the beast, the focus, right? They're unleashing the intent. Poof, cloud, smoke, fire, fairy dust, pixelated, animated rainbows. They're all coming up out of this thing. Boom, you unleashed it. The genie comes out and pops out and says, you. Thank you. Now you get a wish. All right? Usually get three wishes, whatever the case. And now the whole moral of the story is once that person gets the wish and, oh, I want more money. I want all the money in the world. I want all the health in the world. I want that girl. I want that guy. I want to get this job. I want to do all of this. I want to become a better speaker. I want to become a better communicator. I want to go be a doctor. I want to learn how to ride a bike. I want to learn how to ski. I want to jump out of a skydive. I want to move out to LA. I want to become an actor. I want to be in a play. Whatever you want to do, right? So that person makes a wish and the genie comes out full force, grants the wish. The person doesn't know it yet, but I guess the moral of the story is be careful what you wish for because you just might get it because it turns out to be that's not really what the person wanted or the person couldn't handle it at that point. And that's similar to the story, and the article I wrote last night explains in great detail, but I'm going to try to do that here with you today. I'm going off the top. There's no script here. I didn't write out an entire outline for the show today because I wanted to give you the raw, untapped, unfiltered beauty, okay? You genius, okay? We're talking about the genie in the bottle. I'm here to say that the story is effed up, right? It's effed up in two ways. Number one, the story is telling us that we have to look outward of us, okay? We have to go depend on some kind of this factor external of us. It's in this without life, all right? You could understand what I mean when I say without life, right? Because we have a within life and then we have a without life. Without life is a mirror of your within life. So we have to depend on something, someone, wherever to grant us wishes. Okay? And then the second piece that I get from this entire story is that usually people don't want what they wish for. And I'm looking at it like, why the hell wouldn't they want for what they wish for, right? It's intentful, it's purposeful. But I'm here to tell you, genie, that you are the genie. Now, if someone wants to pray, right? If someone wants to pray or they just want to say, thank God, they look up in the sky, right? They look way up in the sky. Because God has been taught to us in a traditional way, saying that this thing is this whole powerful being is external of us, right? And when we make our wish, right, we always say, listen, I wish everything is all right with my grandmother's health. I wish I just get this bill paid. I wish the bill stop. I wish I get this job. I wish Timmy goes back to school. I wish my son gets off of drugs. I wish. And then they look up in the sky. And if we start breaking down the word genie, right, because it's a genie in a bottle, we start realizing that the genie that that could grant wishes, that could grant your dreams, your wildest dream, is the genie that lives inside. But guess what? The genie that's living inside has been trapped. Has been trapped for your entire lifetime, up till now, hopefully, up till now, because the power is within. When people pray, that we look up? Why don't we look within? Right? Why don't we look within? Why don't we speak within? Why aren't we in communication with ourselves? Comfort killers. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to break down this word genie to you because you are a genius. It's in your genetics and it's in your genes. If you're genial, then it's, of course, you're living this genuine life. Let's get genuine, okay? Because if you're authentic with yourself, if you are the original of yourself, you're not a carbon copy, you do not follow anybody, you don't have to listen to tradition, you don't have to listen to convention. Here's the thing. I know for a fact that the genie that everyone's been trying to portray since we were in kindergarten, listening to these stories, I know that the genie is you. Are you ready to untap that power within? Are you ready to awake the beast within? So the cloud of fireless smoke, magical fairy dust, sparkles, appear right before your eyes because you're looking in a mirror. Okay? You don't have to be lucky to be in this state. I believe that we've been taught to look for genies in places other than ourselves. As children, tradition has taught us to wish for things, look external, and you may be the lucky one to receive. Tradition has taught us to be careful about what we wish for because you never know what you will get. Listen, if I wish for it, if I desire it, if I want it bad enough, that's what I want. Okay? Look at the word genius. Okay, look at the word genius. Where do we use that word right now? Someone has to be smart, right? Someone's intellectual. They're a genius. You look at someone playing a keyboard and a piano, some Mozart and Beethoven, and you said, man, that's a prodigy genius. Not even understanding that there's not just one rare instance when there's a genius, when there's a prodigy, when someone has it within them. There's not these instances. There's always clue and proof that each of us carry with us the genes of a genie. Your genie is genius, and your genes are unique to you. Your genius lies within and can always be tapped into when you are at your peak state of creativity, love, focus, and beauty. How genuine are you? The word genuine is directly linked to the word genius or to its Latin root, Gignia, meaning to beget. Now think of what the genie is doing. They're begetting something. They're granting wishes. Beget, grant. You are a genie. And I'm here to say, comfort killers, we need to stop looking to the external. If you want that new job, you don't have to look up. Wish for it. You look within. Gain that confidence. Gain that power that's inside and say, you know what? By any means necessary, I'm going to go out there and get that exact job I want. I'm going to have to get up early. Maybe I have to read and brush up on some of my skills, but I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. I am. That's so powerful. The power is within the word I. To say I am you are automatically placing yourself in two different categories. There is you, the person speaking, and there's another you, the person you're speaking to. The higher self always recognizes who's in control. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to get back in control of the I. I am powerful. I am strong. I am resilient. I am intelligent. You start speaking like this, ladies and gentlemen, sooner or later, that genie is rubbed the right way. You start speaking in strength, in confidence, in power, knowing and understanding that you are important, you are unique, you are special. You start speaking with that type of conversation to yourself. All you are doing is rubbing that genie, and it's waiting. The beast inside you is waiting to come out and grant you wishes. But guess what? You're scared. You're fearful. You're powerless. You're depressed. You're stressed out. You're not reaching for the higher potential. You say that you're satisfied. You say that you're good here. You're content. You don't speak in power when you're speaking with words of such cowardice. Speak with a different mindset. Speak with the shift that you want to see. I am healthy. I am going to. Hey, as we get deeper in these lessons, I just said something that kind of I wanted to backtrack, because when you put the word I am and then you put the state that you want, I'm going to tell you that you have to change that. You have to put I am and then say it as if you already acquired it. So when I just said I am going to, I had to stop, because that's a weak statement right there. That statement is weak. If you type going to in Google, it'll say you're weak. Okay? I am already perfect. I am already a millionaire. You understand? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it takes so much. If anyone else could talk bad about you, why should you, the power, the creator, talk bad about you? Okay? Remember, be who you are. You are a total genie in a bottle. Go ahead and grant your own desires and wants. Tap into creativity and power. Never let anyone tell you to be careful of what you might get. And that's the people that are out there watching you, hating. But you got to understand that the people are there for you to get stronger. Every time I get a bad comment, or someone says, hey, Stacy, that's not the way you say it, or learn how to speak English, or hey, you're a big girl, or you don't even look like a girl, I get power. I get power from that. I get power from those negative things, because those negative things don't control me. Do you understand? Once I let those things control me, then I'll be a coward. I'll be weak, and I'm lessening the power of myself and unable to tap into my creative genius. Ladies and gentlemen, it's in your genes. Go check your genetics, because the unit of heredity, this DNA, this small, I mean, you don't even understand how many brain cells you have. Go look it up. I am Stacy A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Follow me on all. Ooh! Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the weak mindset. To be aware is to be right here. That was a weak mindset. Follow me is not in my vocabulary. Lead me on all the socials. Lead me. You see how you have to correct yourself? Please correct yourself. Lead me on Twitter at Stacy A. Cross. Snapchat at Stacy A. Cross. Linked me at Stacy A. Cross. Instagram me, Stacy A. Cross. type in The Comfort Killer on Facebook. You could also email me. I am open like a door that I'm saying welcome in. Stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. Listen, go check out those episodes on GrantCardoneTV.com right now. You'll never have anyone in your space or your circle quite like me. Until now, I want to be with you. I am with you. Like I said, we're taking this journey together. We're doing it together. In any weather, we don't need a sweater. Peace.